WKJ4WZM, W4DJW. Can you move around or bump up your power a little bit? It's pretty scratchy. I could hear all of the is this any better at the end, but at the beginning it was pretty scratchy.
I might hear them if you can still hear me.
I can hear you. I can copy all the words, but it's still got some scratchy in it. Are you, is the antenna close to you or something?
I can try one of those things too.
Okay. Not sure what to tell you, but it is, how much power are you putting into it?
On a little short antenna. I had a HT that had 8 watts with a 18-inch antenna, and that thing was killer. I could use a tenth of a watt called a net with white noise or go up to 1 watt with no white noise.
Well, if it's inconvenient and you want to wait till you can get a better antenna, I can call it tonight. If I mean, you don't have to. I can call it if you need me to.
Is it any better or not really?
That's been the best so far. What'd you do? Okay, well, that makes sense. It's a whole lot better outside than it is inside. I don't know if you've got light out there, though, and you might attract bugs, which would make it kind of hard.
Yeah, I just turned on the light. I'll be right back. I'm going to go get my pencil paper, see if I can see okay out here. I've got a little chair sitting outside, too, so give me 1 second. I'll be right back.
Okay. W4DJW, standby.
WKC4SKD.
W4DJW, go ahead.
K4SKD, checking out the antenna system. How does it sound?
Sounds good. Did you get it all buttoned down?
Yep. Got everything in place like it should be. Have this one little jumper that I wasn't sure about because I cut some of the shield off of it accidentally, but I guess it seems to be okay. I may go back later on and redo it.
Yeah, it sounds about like it did before, but I think I can tell that jumper's in there because you were completely clear and you got a little bit of white noise now.
Well, I'll go ahead and sign since it's close to net time, and I may check in the net later. Appreciate you letting me know about this, KC4SKD.
No problem. Good job. W4DJW, standing by.
I'm around a little bit. I just sat down. If this doesn't work, I'll have to stand up to call it.
That's working. That's got a little bit more white noise. And you must have been moving around the last time I talked to you because in the middle of that transmission, it got really, really fuzzy. But that's okay. Give me a little bit longer transmission this time. That is perfect. Whatever you're doing there works.
I move towards the railing the closer to inside of the repeater I am, and the signal doesn't have to pass through the building. I'm close to the top of the hill, so I have an almost line of sight to the repeater.
Okay, well that's as good a quality as I've heard yet. So that's really good. Lock it down right there. That is your X.
Alrighty, I copy that. KJ4WZN. I don't have a computer to copy all this stuff, so I'm doing it by hand.
Okay, sounds good. W4DJW, standing by for the net.
Q, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel. My location is Furman. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Here is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. At an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. For the net, please call KJ4WZM. Sensor bulletin for the net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Hearing none, we will now begin the normal roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. now is Echolink Stations. Echolink Stations only. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Net Control, this is Whiskey November 4, Victor. WN4V, John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative, and good evening. WN4V.
Control, please check in. Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, and he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you.
Can I WM4B, that's John. He's coming all the way up here from Florida. We got KW4TS, that is Jeff. I got KN4HCP, Wendy, and she brings along with her her husband Mark, W2MJB, there in Simpsonville tonight. Any other Echolink stations? Echolink stations only. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Whiskey Zero, Mike Bravo Charlie, Shane, Blue Springs, Missouri, negative and negative.
W0MBC, that's Shane from Blue Springs, Missouri. Alright, any last stations, Echolink stations, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Alrighty, hearing none, we'll go ahead and begin the normal roll call. Tonight being Saturday, we'll go ahead and begin with Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you're if the subject of your call begins with A through D, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks very much.
KJ4WZM. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Tango Papa, Tom and Easley. I'm negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize KO4AOW, that is David and Inman, and W4DJW, Dave and Greer, and W4 ATP, Tom and Easley. Any other stations, A through D, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
In KO4CBW, Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Bravo Whiskey, Tracy in Balsam Grove, I'm negative and negative.
KO4CBW, that is Tracy in Balsam Grove. Any other stations, A through D, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. To E through H, Echo through Hotel. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Charlie Mike. Fred in Driver's Rest, Molly Violet, November 4, India. Echo India, we are negative, negative, TR. Thank you.
4WZM. November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie. Warren and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everyone on the net tonight.
W4FCM, that is Fred, and he brings along with him his wife, Isla, N4IEI. They are in Traveler's Rest tonight. Also, I'd like to recognize N4HHC, that's Warren and Taylor. Any other stations, E through H, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in November 4, Hotel Foxtrot Oscar, N4HFO, Jeff in West Asheville. I'll be in and out tonight, 73s.
4WZM. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight. You're sounding pretty good.
W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative. Over.
Nice. N4HFO, that is Jeff in West Asheville. KC4EVN, that's Harry in Kendler, North Carolina. Also, W4F, HJ, that is Gene and Taylor's. Any other stations at either reach, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Move to I through L. Stations that would like to check in, India through Lima, I through L, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
For WZM, this is Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative now, and 73 is for each one of you.
WZM. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. We have no traffic and no comments. Hope everyone out there have a great night. 73.
Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Daniel. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Please check in Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alice N. Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everyone.
WZM. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Pass Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73, there for one.
If you recognize KK4JFO, that's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Great to have you with us tonight, James. Also, KK4JBQ, that is Larry, and he brings along his wife. KC4MFK, that is Donna. They're both in Greer tonight. Great to have y'all with us tonight. Haven't seen y'all in a while. Also, I'd like to recognize W4IOE, that is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. K4KAE, that's Alice and Taylor. And KE4JRK, that's John on Paris Mountain. Any other stations, I through L, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Everybody all at once in that group. All right, we'll go ahead and move up to M through P. Mike through Papa, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Cool. Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango, KX4MT. This is Mike and Pickens, and I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in, KI4, MLN.
Museum. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, Menman. I'll be negative, negative.
Museum. K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Nice. KX4MT, that's Mike and Pickens. KK4ONO, that's Lorena. And she brings along with her KK4DMW, her husband Rick, and KK4MOQ, her daughter Michelle. They are in Piedmont tonight. Also, I'd like to recognize KI4MLN, that is Al, and he is in Malden. K4OIN, that's Walt and Inman. And I had one station here that was down in the woods. I tried to get the tail end of your call. I didn't get the first part. I think I've got the number 4 and then Oscar Bravo Whiskey and I think your name is James. If you wouldn't mind rechecking with me so I can get that straightened out, that would be great. Also, I've got K4OSH. That is Pat in Malden. So if anyone's got a relay on that station, or if that station can come back, that would be great. We'll go ahead and make one more call. Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Oscar Tango Whiskey. Kilo Delta 4, Oscar Tango Whiskey. I believe that's what it was.
I'll look this up real quick. Okay. His name is James, and sounds like he's in Anderson. All right, thanks y'all, to both of you who helped relay this. I got it. I got the KD4OTW, James and Anderson. All right, thanks. Any other stations, M2P, please call KD4WZM or Net Control. We'll go ahead and open it up to, we'll go out to the next group, Q2T. Quebec through Tango, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Inman. No comment, no traffic. Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV, Danny, traveler's rest, negative, negative.
KC4SKD, Larry, also my wife Rocky, G4AHS. Would easily please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
SKN4RJN, that is John and Emmett. KI4THV, that is Danny and Traveler's Rest. KC4SKD, that's Larry, he brings along with him. KG4AHS, that's his wife, Rhonda. They're both in Easley tonight. Any other stations, Q through T, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. This is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. In Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN. The name is Alan, and we're in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative. Good evening, everybody, and thanks for calling the net.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Recognize K4VKN, that's Alan in Piedmont, and K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Any other stations, U through Z, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Out to the big group, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve, and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
Please log in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over Northern Simpsonville, and just check me in and out tonight. Thank you.
Net would like to recognize KN4VWA, that's Steve and Inman, and then Dan in Northern Simpsonville. I have your call messed up. I think I have it wrote down as WB4AAE, but I'm not certain that's correct.
WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo.
4FEE. All right, sorry about that. I have my handwriting messed up and couldn't read it. All right, got that corrected for you. WB4FEE. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Any other stations, U through Z, and A through Z, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. All right, well, I didn't have anyone up for RAG 2 tonight, so this is KJ4WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. If you want to RAG 2, you can hit me up after this, or I'm going to go ahead and close out the net.
I'll jump in for a second. Yeah, 4 million. Good enough.
KJ4WZM. Go ahead, Al.
SKD, I got a question for the net. Whenever you have a minute, KC4SKD.
I think something happened to Al's radio or something. I don't know. Go ahead. KC4SKD, KJ4WZM.
Good to see if he come back. Anyway, if he needs to, then we'll let him talk if he needs to. Anyway, it's been a while since I've checked into the net. I just wondered if anybody's heard from Ray, K4SUG, lately.
Doing well. His grandson is my best friend, and I see his dad all the time. I haven't seen him in a little while, and I'm trying to stay away from Ray's house because in case I end up with one little coronavirus, I don't want to hand it off to him and have him get really sick from it. So I'm going to avoid staying over there, but I can go ahead and find out how he's doing in a little while and let you know.
I just wonder if he's checked into the net lately. I put up an antenna today and hadn't had one up, a decent antenna up here in years. So I decided to put one back up so we could check into the net. I just wondered if Ray's been on the net lately.
Up the net. He mostly just putters around the house and stuff like that, but he rarely gets on the radio anymore. Maybe once a week, but usually not even that. He usually has it on and listens to it, but he usually doesn't check in anymore.
Hear that he's doing okay. Back when I got my ticket in 1990, he was one of the first people that I heard on the radio and known him for years. But anyway, maybe I'll get by and see him one day. Anyway, I'll let you get back to the net, and I'll be listening here for a few minutes. Thanks for the info, KC4SKD.
Someone let me know that he usually checks in on the Wednesday net with Gary Robinson, KF4DOS. So if you want to catch up with him, Wednesday is probably your best chance to do that.
Okay, that'd be a good idea. I'll try to check in more often, especially on Wednesdays. Anyway, good to talk to you and hope everything's going well. KC4SKD.
Checking about him. Anytime you want to find out about him, let me know. I can probably let you know something about it. Alrighty. This is KJ4WZM, and looking for any other RAGQs to check in before I close out the net.
Well, I got the ground clip fell off. The ground clip fell off, and I had to reground it. There's an issue. You know what I gotta do when you come over here? I'm gonna take an ohmmeter to this stupid cable and see if we can figure out what's eating this thing.
I look at it for you tomorrow if you want.
I'm going to have a soldering gun. I think if we have to re-solder a connector, we can always do it. I didn't think I had a connector problem. I don't know. I have a Simpson 260, but it needs a D battery and a 9 volt. And somebody messed around the adjustment on a meter. I have to play around with that, see if it's adjusted right. But the meter does work. There is a cheap Radio Shack one. Yeah, I want to put batteries in that thing. We could probably come up with something for a meter to check it. Well, I don't know what's going on with this virus stuff. I'm trying to be careful, but I got allergy problems myself. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't know what they're going to do about it. Who knows if it's going to be a problem or not. I'm trying to stay away from some things, but for the most part, I'm just trying to do what I need to do. Hopefully Ray's doing okay. I know you had a power supply problem too, I think. I think you need a switch or something for one. I've got one. We just gotta take it out of the power supply. Spare supply for parts. Right? We can always tomorrow we go over there, we can always pop that switch. I think Gary might have one tomorrow too. I don't know if Ray found it or not, but I think I've got one over here that I think is okay. I think you say you need it for an Astron, so I think you need a switch for one. I do have one we can pull a switch out of that works. It's one of those lighted switches, and since my switch went out, tomorrow we'll knock that thing out of that truck, get that over with, and hopefully come back here and kind of find the boy. I was talking to Ronnie, and he said, he said, you want to know, probably just be careful when you set it up. Yeah, I know. I said, we'll get him. I hope The transmitter here seems to be okay. I just hope I didn't blow the ball in the funnel though, this stupid thing. Or AHF side. I don't know. I don't have a watt meter. I have a dummy low, but I can't tell if the cables are okay. But other than that, hopefully you're hearing me okay this time, because I know we're scratching it. But hopefully it's all right. So we'll see what happens if it's not that bad.
Now, it's almost like there's a bunch of wind noise across the microphone, like this. But, yeah, I don't know what's causing it. Anyways, I can look at that tomorrow and let you know about your ground clip and all that stuff, and we can find out from Ray if he got his power supply fixed, too. Anyways, trying to think. I don't think I have anything else going on over here right now. Probably going to go to bed soon and then get up in the morning, like you said, go yank that engine out and take it over and get it worked on. Alrighty, back to you, KJ4WZM.
Guess who was over by the antenna?
Yeah.
Near the antenna, Mr. Kitty Cat.
That thing gets into more trouble sometimes. Has he stolen your food lately?
The last couple of days I've been throwing him off the door, so he doesn't do it. I gave him a little more food to see if he stops. Did the scratch go away now? I'm just curious.
Problem with it.
Hey, I wonder if that cat was too close to the antenna. Yeah, he's gonna get his fur fried off one of these days. You hear it now on my cell at all?
When he first got on, there was a lot of scratch, but at this point, it's all gone now.
Your cat was near the antenna.
Very well could have been. I have no idea. It was kind of weird, but then it, like, the scratch is there, and then the scratch would come and go, and then the scratch was gone. Like, it didn't just fade out, it just disappeared. It was like an on-off switch, kind of.
I don't have any. You have any?
Nope.
I bet you. Well, I'll check out the water cable, make sure it's not that. It's gotta be something stupid. I'll put a capacitor between the power supply and the antenna. There might be a problem with the power supply because these Astrons are not bypassed real well. Stick it in there with alligator clips and try it.
Yes, you just take it back out pretty easily.
You two, in case you have any wire crimps, I got the good crimp pliers, you know, the real good ones for crimping those crimp connectors. I got the good pliers, not the junk ones. You know, the ones they give you those kits are no good, but I got one of the official Klein ones. They're real good. They work really good. Actually, it's funny that right now I don't hear nothing at all.
Problems with it at all right now. It's completely clear. Well, I guess that's about it here. I'm probably going to head over there tomorrow sometime, probably close to 9 o'clock.
Yeah, the earlier we start, the better. I mean, just walk upstairs and dial my Barkley. The earlier, the better, man. I'm going to try to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, get my shoes on, and get the heck moving, because the earlier we get started, the earlier we can get, I want to get everything done we need to get done. It's a long ride. It's like an hour to get over there, so we might as well. And I'm having a little breathing issues anyway, so I'll just bring an air with me and we'll just go for it.
I'll see you then.
Oh, and then I'll say 73s, and instead of NHCR, I would say rock. Oh, boy.
Are there any other check-ins, A through Z, Z through A, or any more actions? Call KJ4WZM and net control. Hey, Dave, are you ready to come through my net report?
KJ4WZM, W4DJW, ready to copy.
My net report, number 2, routine abbreviated from KJ4WZM to W4DJW. Blue Ridge 2, your net report for March 14th, 2020. Check-ins with 38, one piece of traffic, break, sent at KJ4WZM. I'll copy.
Copy your message number 2, routine abbreviated. From KJ4WZM to W4DJW for the 14th of March, 2020, 38 pieces of 38 check-ins, one piece of traffic. W4DJW back to KJ4WZM. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Daniel.
No problem. This is KJ4WZM now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and good night.
I hope that I get the bottom of this tomorrow, because this thing is driving me nuts.
Al, something you can do to keep the cat away from the antenna, and it would probably be good for the antenna as well, is to put some tinfoil underneath of it. Cats don't like tinfoil at all. Where our cat goes to claw on the furniture, Amy will put pieces of tinfoil on there, and she won't go near it. That solves the problem. I don't know what it is about tinfoil, but I know cats don't like it. And it could act as a little bit of a reflector for the antenna. So something you might just think about around that area, around the perimeter of where the antenna is. If you want to keep the cat away, that might be a solution.
Worry about him getting bit, because, man, he touches that antenna, he's gonna wish he did. You know, I want to do that. That's a good idea. I never knew they didn't like tinfoil. I never knew that.
I say tinfoil. I meant aluminum foil. I don't think they make tinfoil anymore. They might, but she uses aluminum foil on the furniture. And I actually did one chair that the cat would love to jump up on and just dig its claws into the arms of the chair. I put tinfoil on those, and I don't think you have to leave it there forever. I think once you train them not to do it, they won't come back to it. But that worked like a charm.
Another thing someone was saying, too, they said if you got a problem with mice, you put more than solver iodine in addition, put it around where the mice are and the rats are, and they stay away from it. You ever tried that?
No, but I've always had a cat, at least eight. Well, the last cat I had before this one was an indoor-outdoor cat. And that was the best cat in the world. I miss that cat. This one's just an indoor cat. She was a rescue, and she does not like outdoors at all. But a cat in the house, I don't think you're going to have any mice. I've never had a problem with mice with having cats.
So far, so I'll try that, Dave, and see if that, tomorrow I'll do that, and see if that doesn't solve that. But I think that's what was going on.
Just make sure the tinfoil doesn't get, you know, on the mast of the antenna, put it underneath of it or something, or the aluminum foil. And you might have to tape it down. Well, I don't know. If it's just there, they just don't like to be where aluminum foil is at all. It just has to be there. They won't step on it or anything like that. They won't even attempt to. But, you know, it could get blown off or something like that, so you might want to put a few pieces of tape on it just to hold it in place. But it works pretty good.
Probably is crazy cat clawing that guy. I'll try that because that would help. Okay, I'll say 73s, Dave. I think Ray said something about switching you from power supply. When I go down with Daniel to get that engine up tomorrow, I haven't popped that switch out of my spare power supply that blew up. And it has a lighted switch, so I'll pop that switch out. Daniel, pop it out. I'll bring it so you can give it to Ray.
Sounds good, Al. I'm going to go fill my glass of water. It's empty. Sitting here during the whole net. I drain a whole glass of water. Anyway, good talking to you, Al. Good luck with it. I think when the cat got down, you got 100% clear. That's probably what's been going on, but who knows. Anyway, catch you later, Al. KI4MLN, W4DJW clear.
The thing is, I've gone on RF bars myself before for 40 or 50 watts, and it don't feel good. Can't pull out clear. 73s, I'll try that. Catch you later.